Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of the chair of St. Peter. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. As I said, today is the feast of the chair of St. Peter. Now, we aren't celebrating the chair he sat in as some relic. This feast is a celebration of the authority, both the teaching and the governing authority that Christ entrusted to Peter, which continues in the papal office today. Not to use too violent of an image, but if you cut a person's head off, that person will no longer be able to direct or govern his body. You can't tell your hands what to do or your feet what to do unless you have a head to tell them with. So if the church is the body of Christ, what is the head that Christ uses to govern this body? Some people will tell you that Christ himself is the head, and that's true, of course, if we mean simply that Christ rules over the church or that Christ is in charge of the church. But how does Christ rule over the church? After all, we can't see Christ anymore. So to us, Christ is no longer a visible head of the church. So what we need is a church with a definitive, visible head, a visible source of leadership, which is why Christ gave his church a pope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our second meditation. Jesus officially gave his church a pope in Matthew chapter 16, after Simon confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus then replied, "Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So now I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Jesus makes Peter the rock. The name Cephas or Petros just means rock, on which the Catholic Church is built. And he gives Peter the keys to the kingdom, which is a sign of authority over the whole church. And Jesus confirms that authority by saying, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And he says that the gates of death will not prevail, which means that even though Peter will die, the church and the office of the papacy that support it will not. The successors of Peter will continue to guide and govern the church with the authority of Christ until the end of time. Now, people always want to know, why do Catholics have a pope? And there are all kinds of practical answers to that. But the most important is simply that Jesus gave his church a pope and a papacy. And that's why we have it. And that's why we still have it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. There are other passages, too, where Peter is acknowledged in the New Testament as the head of the apostles, the head of the church. For instance, in Luke chapter 22, our Lord gives Peter the exclusive mission of strengthening the other apostles. Then in Matthew 17, Christ instructs Peter to pay the tax for both of them together. Peter thus becomes the public representative of Christ. Their identities have become linked. And so too Peter's authority must be respected as Christ's authority. But two very interesting passages having to do with Peter are Luke chapter 12 and John chapter 21. In Luke 12, Peter asks if a particular teaching is for everybody, and Jesus said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food at the proper time?" So here Jesus tells Peter that there's going to be one steward whom the master puts in charge of the others. And what is this steward's job? To feed the servants. Then after the resurrection, who is the only apostle that Jesus instructs to feed all his sheep? That's right, it's Peter in John chapter 21. Which means that Peter is the servant who's been put in charge by the master of the other servants. This is the way God runs his household, by putting one servant in charge of the others, and his household still has a steward who can trace his lineage back to that first steward, that first rock, the apostle Peter. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. It's important, when we're talking about the papacy, to remember what Jesus said to Peter when he first made him pope. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Simon, but my Father who is in heaven. And what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So Simon gets the right answer. Not because of his brilliance, his flesh and blood, but by God's grace. So too, the Pope will get the right answer to the questions about Christ, not because he's a better theologian or a better human, but because God will keep him safe from error. That is because Jesus promised to give the Pope a share in his own infallibility. Infallibility means that when the Pope is teaching officially on matters of faith, that means what we are to believe, and on morals, how we are to live, Jesus will not let the Pope teach something that's wrong. Now, there have been bad popes, and mediocre popes, and saintly popes. Just as Peter was sometimes bad, sometimes mediocre, and sometimes saintly. But none of the popes have ever officially taught something that was wrong or contradicted one another about the faith. That's quite an incredible record. Almost like the Holy Spirit is ensuring that no pope, no matter what his personality is, can ever teach what is wrong with the voice of Peter. That is a great reassurance. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Jesus called Peter the rock and said he would build his church on that rock.
Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount that if someone doesn't build his house on the rock, then when the storms come, the house will surely collapse and fall. Those Christian communities, Protestants or Orthodox, who have rejected Peter as the rock of the papacy, those communities have fragmented and broken into tens of thousands of different groups who are no longer united in belief or prayer, no longer united in the content of the faith and the worship that Jesus wanted, meaning the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Those Christian communities, Protestant or Orthodox, who have rejected the Pope as the rock, the foundation of the Church, the visible source of unity, those communities have fragmented and broken into tens of thousands of different groups who are no longer united in the content of faith or in worship. Imagine four men, King Henry VIII, Martin Luther, John Calvin, and Heinrich Zwingli, decided they didn't need the Pope. And from those four, the churches that spring from them have scattered and shattered into tens of thousands of groups. The Catechism in paragraph 882 explains that the Pope is essential for maintaining unity in the Church. And if someone breaks away from unity with the Pope, they're also separating themselves from the Church and therefore from Christ, because the Church is the body of Christ and the Pope is its visible head, ensuring that all members stay connected. Essentially, staying united with the Pope keeps you united with the Church and Christ. So if we attack the Pope, we're attacking Christ, his visible representative on earth. So let's thank God for this visible source of truth and unity that he's given us through the successors of Peter, the Pope and the papacy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, do you remember you and I recording a rosary on the papacy in Capernaum, sitting there by the shore of the Sea of Galilee?
That was unreal.
Yeah. It's so amazing because after Jesus was basically kicked out of Nazareth, he went down to Capernaum and he made Peter's house his headquarters. And then after Pentecost, when Peter moved to Rome, St. Peter's continues to be the headquarters of Jesus.
Christ operates out of his house.
Christ operates out of Peter's house.
Just like we operate out of your house.
So what struck you about this meditation?
I had two thoughts. One serious and one more fun. First, I was thinking a lot about the value of unity within a church and also the cost of unity. Because on one hand, there is an indescribable amount of value in a universal church that is truly unified, that we're not divided. And that can only be under one head on earth, one acting head. But also the cost. What is it? What are you willing to sacrifice unity for? What opinion or theory or concept? And that's a simple thing to reflect on or look back on those schisms and heresies that is this thing worth losing your brothers and sisters and unity and obedience? So that's my serious thought. But the thing that just kept sticking with me throughout this meditation was how delightful it's been to see each pope seems so important to the generation and the time and the culture in a way that's hard to predict or even understand in the moment. But right now, I've just noticed a lot that there's kind of a cultural shift around how people feel about the pope, as in secular people. Because right now, all I see for the first time in 20 years are genuinely funny and positive jokes about the Catholic Church. I see people especially reacting to Pope Leo being from Chicago.
Yeah.
And it has really changed how a lot of people are just kind of delighted by it. They're charmed by it. They're like, this is so different. This is unheard of. And it's just so Catholic. But I've seen so many, it sounds so modern to say, I've seen so many memes about the Pope that genuinely make me laugh. There was one, someone pointed out, it was a picture of someone from Chicago bringing the Pope a hat from, what's their baseball team?
The Cubs.
The Cubs.
Or the White Sox.
I think it was a Cubs hat. And they were like, could you imagine explaining this to a 15th century peasant? And someone else responded, this would make the most sense to a 15th century peasant. Oh, someone from the Pope's hometown brought them a symbol that is symbolic of pilgrim has traveled thousands of miles to bring him something from his hometown. And I was like, these are just random people online that are dialoguing about this interesting time perspective on the Pope. Or I saw another photo that was someone gave him a baseball bat. And he's standing there on a plane with a baseball bat. And out of context, it kind of looks like he's about to clobber the guy. And the comment was, new pope uses hometown tactics to up conversion rates.
That's funny.
But I'm seeing just like a different kind of reaction that I think is a subtle change that we have one head here that's visible that people can see, and it does have an effect, and it's turning the tides. That was just more of my positive. It delights me whenever I see Catholic things in the media, and they're actually funny.
It also always amazes me that when a pope dies and when a pope gets elected, the whole world tunes in.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world tunes in.
Yeah.
I would like to know, I bet Vegas had betting going on which cardinal.
I bet. I remember what that week was like. I remember that week I went to jam with a band that I'd only met once, and they were crazy people. Like, it was in Lawrence, Kansas, which is already kind of a crazy place, and they were so secular. They were some of just the craziest people I've seen. And I show up at this random house with my guitar, and there's like a small studio in the living room, and I'm sitting there. They don't even know I'm Catholic, and immediately the discussion becomes, so did you hear about the Pope? Or like, who, like, there's this election, and like, they're following these really crazy people that don't have a lot of thoughts in their head necessarily. Yeah. And they're thinking about it.
Yeah, on one hand, we can become so defensive about the Pope that we don't want to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting enamored.
This is the whole point. The whole world is interested in the Pope. So maybe we need to stop being so timid and afraid of talking about the Pope and talk more about the Pope.
Because what I find so compelling about talking about it with anyone is everyone can recognize that this is a leader that is unlike any leader in the entire world, because people used to have a great fascination with the British monarchy, but that's slowly waning because they are, at the end of the day, figureheads.
Yeah.
They're representative, but they don't do much in legislation.
Yeah.
There's still an amount of power there, but we know for a fact that it's the government. And government is a very transparent thing, and it's very different. But the Pope operates like a king in a way that it has never existed before, but also in a non, it's not a heritage thing.
Yeah.
It's so different, and yet it calls back to something so timeless, and that has actually worked for the church. Yeah. And there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
So there's ways to discuss it and talk about it, even with non-religious people, just because it's historically fascinating.
It is.
It's good sometimes to just be fascinated and share that with someone.
So we should strive as a resolution. And that's the reason for this feast day, the reason for this meditation. We should try to understand the papacy better so that we can delight in it and then just share it with others.
Yeah.
Because actually, people in the world, they like talking about it. They want to know about it.
Maybe my new challenge will be read less news, read more of what the Pope writes.
And then
because
share it.
You can actually talk about it with people. Even if the comprehension level's not there yet, maybe you'll get there. And it's also just fun to read up on all the different popes. It's all so wild.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.